like I said, I had it all through college, and it definitely affected my performances, you know, while I was training. And what happened was, is when I graduated college, I moved to New York, and this is when I started working at NBC Sports, sort of as an intern and then a PA. And my mom said, hey, you know, it's been a while since you've been to a doctor. Okay, why don't you just go get a physical? And I never spoke about this with my mom because I think she didn't know how to approach this, because, again, it wasn't something that people talked about back in the 80s.
Right.
And so I said, yeah, I'll go get a physical. And so I went and got a physical, and this, the doctor was asking me a ton of questions. And one of the questions she asked was, have you ever binge and purge? I'm like, no, you know, and that was it. And then I left the physical, and I felt so guilty that I lied to her. I called her back up and said, hey, I kind of lie to you. I do binge and purge. I have an eating disorder. And that's when I first, like, you know, had a relief in being able to tell someone, because I think that's the hardest thing is when you have an addiction to something. Mine was to food. It's very hard to open up about that. And so once I did that, it was like a piano was lifted off my shoulders. But obviously, I had a lot of work to do once I opened up about it and wanted to get help for it.